Let me welcome all of you affectionately, especially our Maharaj, Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj, Hare Krishna, welcome for this Bhagavatam class. I do hope to address a very burning subject today. Let me just see. Thank you, Daksha. Hare Krishna. You should have the garland. I'm not. Yes, yes.
Good a joke.
No. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I have been given in the last days, or let us say last weeks, when I was at different temples, I've talked about a subject matter that has received a lot of sympathetic attention by the devotees, that is finding one's authentic path in Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna repeats himself twice. Once in the famous verse, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto Majaji Mang Namaskuru, etc., which is the foundation of our little seminar on the seven oceans of Krishna's qualities. But he also has another verse which he repeats twice. Something which is repeated in the sacred scripture is of premium importance.
Nešto što se ponavlja u spisima je od najveće važnosti.
It's in the third and 18th chapter. It's a verse which describes the Svadharma, our essential sva means one's own dharma in this world.
Taj stih se ponavlja u trećem i u 18. Poglavlju Bhagavad Gita i on govori o sva dharma, sva znači vlastita, znači ono što je naša vlastita dharma.
Krishna says it's better you do your own thing even imperfectly than try to do what is the path of others.
Krishna kaže da je bolje da radiš ono što treba da radiš, što je tvoje, čak i nesavršeno, nego da radiš nešto što nije tvoja dharma, ali na savršen način.
You can never gain anything by imitating. You must do whatever it is that you are doing in this world and in spiritual life from the inside out, from your real self.
Bitno je da radiš stvari u ovom i u sljedećem svijetu ono što se nalazi zaista unutra, ono što je autentični ti.
We have often heard, when you pray, first and foremost make sure that the real self prays, not that you repeat something which is somewhere, which is not in connection with yourself.
I uvijek čujemo to kada se molimo da trebamo da se molimo iz svog stvarnog ja prema vanje, i onda je to zaista stvarno, ne da radimo nešto što nije istinito.
Yes, to follow one's own path, even if it's imperfect at the beginning, is better than imitating others.
Da radimo ono što je naš vlastiti put, je puno bolje da radimo, čak i ako je nesavršeno u početku, nego da imitiramo druge.
Those of you who like to read, I will give you now the two verses on one's authentic path, one's Svadharma. Please take note in your mobile telephones.
Oni od vas, za one od vas koji vole da čitaju, sada ću vam dati dva stiha u kojima se spominje autentični put osobe Svadharma i molim vas da to zabilježite možda u
It's Bhagavad Gita 335 and Bhagavad Gita 1847.
To se nalazi u stihovima 18.47 i 3.35.
Mm-hmm, I repeat, 3.35.
Dakle, u stihovima 3.35.
And 18.47.
I 18.47.
Yet it is sometimes so difficult to find our own path. And why could that be? I'm speaking now of finding our own path in Krishna consciousness.
Da, ponekad je zaista teško pronaći svoj vlastiti put. Ja sada tu pričam o našem vlastitom putu svjesnosti Krišne. I zašto je to tako?
I'm asking, why is it sometimes difficult to find one's authentic path?
Ja vas pitam, zašto je ponekad tako teško pronaći svoj vlastiti put?
Yes, that's
because of many years of false identity.
Yes, yes. Many years of applying false identification, false practice, no?
Naša govara da je to zbog velikog broja godina dok smo slijedili neku lažnu identifikaciju.
Yes, Maharaj.
I'm trying to think of something that perhaps you wouldn't think of, and this is things that are not coming from our own accord, external things, like options. Options are not always available. In regards to pursuing one's own.
Wonderful.
Pokušam da smislim nešto što možda ja neće pasti na pamet, ali to je recimo zato što imamo previše opcija koje izvanjski, koje...
Lack of options. You may want to make a boat party and sail from harbor to harbor doing sankirtan, a program that has a lot of value, but there are no boats, no opportunities.
Želite da napravite kirtan zabavu ili kirtan event koji se nalazi na nekom brodu koji ide iz Luke u Luku, i to je predivan program, međutim nemate broda.
Is that something like that? Good, thank you. Thank you. Yes, Mahajwala.
Also the absence of one who knows us well and can direct us well into our own nature.
Yeah.
Može isto tako nedostatak nekoga ko bi nam mogao pomoći i uputiti nas u našu pravu prirodu.
Yes.
What I observe by working with youth is that today's life is so fast-paced, so there is no time for introspection.
Yeah.
Danas je život tako brz da tako jednostavno nemaju dovoljno vremena za introspekciju i da se povežu sami sa sobom.
Yes, the busyness, it is said there are reasons why devotees don't, or people in general, do not experience growth in their life.
Rečeno je to razlog zašto ljudi generalno nemaju iskustvo rasta.
One of these, I have heard three reasons, one of these reasons is just being so busy in what they do.
I čuo sam za tri razloga zašto to slučaje, a jedan od njih je što ljudi jednostavno previše zauzmi.
You cannot do anything new which is perhaps better.
Ne mogu raditi ništa novo što bi možda bilo bolje.
Thank you. It's very nice to see that you have some ideas. Our Matatis, I have not seen. Yes, Krishna Laya? So the question is, why is it difficult to find and perhaps go our own path? No?
I also fear that maybe we have, or I have too many different kind of interests.
Yeah.
And I don't really know which is given by Krishna that I have to follow that, or which is given by my mind.
Ja isto ponekad osjećam kako imam previše različitih interesa i onda nisam sigurna koji od njih je taj koji mi je dao od Krišna, a koji je samo dat u njegu.
Bhakti Devi.
I don't know.
can I really do this? And then better don't even try. Mm-hmm. Some fear of failure.
Ponekad imamo manjak samopouzdanja koji možda bio i strah od neuspjeha, da bismo možda nešto i željeli da napravimo, ali nismo sigurni da bismo bili uspješni u tome i zbog toga možda čak i ne pokušavamo.
Yes, yes, yes. A big one which is very big in our society is expectations. This is okay, this is not okay.
Jedan od velikih razloga u našem društvu su i očekivanja. Da mislimo ovo je nešto što je dobro, ovo je nešto što nije dobro.
Religious and spiritual movements have a very strong moral police, usually.
Religiozni duhovni pokreti obično imaju veoma jaku moralnu policiju.
And this immediately comes to action when you do something slightly different.
I ona odmah se aktivira čim uradite nešto što je makar malo drugačije.
So devotees might be afraid. What if I like to have a green seeker? Oh, I like to start a new program which is very very different from other programs. I know, anyways. I could shock you now, but I don't want to do this. Well, if you start like this, do you know what is the drag scene?
Yes.
Yeah? You have in Serbia also? Or in Belgium? It is men who dress like ladies and they act out the a typical gesture and a ways of doing which underline the feminine aspect.
Ne znam da li to imate na ovim prostorima, ne znam koja je na našem jeziku riječ drag, stena se to kaže na engleskom, to je gdje se muškarci oblače kao žene i rade predstave ili neke žene gdje se oni ponašaju na tipično ženski način, sa puno, gdje taj ženski aspekt je naglašen.
Mostly it is very vulgar.
Obično je
But there is a very refined scene which has made it an art, which is, I mean, it's an art form.
Ali postoji jedan puno finiji aspekt te scene koji je evoluirao u nešto kao umjetnički izražaj.
And there is a devotee who wants to preach in this scene.
I ima jedan bhakta koji želi da propovedi na ovoj sceni.
You have to spend 8 hours before the mirror to bring yourself into the advisable shape, and it's really, really artsy.
Vi morate provesti 8 sati ispred ogledala da bi se sredilo i našminkalo da izgledate na adekvatan način. To je zaista jedna umjetnička scena.
And I don't know why, but the devotee came to me and asked me, what do you think, Maharaj, can I do it? There are many supremely intelligent multimillionaires in that scene who would be willing to enter the spiritual field if they are connected with the right messages.
I ne znam zašto jedan taj bakta je prišao meni i pitao me, Magara, šta ti misliš, da li bi to bilo, da li bi ja mogao to napraviti? Ima tako puno visoko inteligentnih multimilionera koji su ti od te scene i koji bi mogli biti zainteresovani za duhovnost ukoliko bi ih se povezalo sa pravim porukom.
And I said, I personally am not so informed, I've just learned from you now all I know, but I can only say, you can do this if you have a bulletproof vest from there will be a few older devotees who will be not shy to say strong comments about it.
Čuo od tebe, ali moraš biti spreman nabrat neku pancirku, jer čim počneš to raditi, ako neki stariji bakte to čuju, vjerovatno neće se iskiditi da ti kažem neke teške riječi.
This is the most extreme example I can think of at the moment of someone who wants to dress and and do a program which is out of the box.
Ovo je najekstremniji primjer koji se trenutno mogu sjetiti, osobe koja želi da napravi neki program koji je vanredan.
But yesterday we heard in our Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj's class how this monk, I don't remember, Zosima was heavily criticized by his own monks at the time when his, was it a funeral or a burial, when he was put into the grave, no?
I neki dan smo čuli na lekciji Bhaktiananda Tirtha s vami o tom monaku Zosimi kojeg su kritizirali njegove vlastiti monasi s kojima je živio kada su ga stavljali već u raku.
To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment, says Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Emerson kaže da biti ono što jesmo je najveći izazov u svijetu koji nas stalno pokušava kalupiti.
Forget the sometimes the admittingly extreme example, but see the principle: to do your what you are called for, and which could be your own authentic path, can be difficult when you are expected to conform to the social norms of the majority, which stay in the group or in the circuits where you are.
Ako stavimo na stranu ove ekstremne primjere, možemo da vidimo taj princip da ako želimo da radimo ono na što smo pozvani, što je naše autentično ja, to može da bude jako teško u društvu koje nas poziva na to da se prilagodimo nekim normama.
The fear of being judged by others can be an obstacle to you moving forward in the way where you feel that's what Krishna wants me to do.
Kada smo stalno prosuđivani od strane drugih, to nam može otežavati to da mi slijedimo taj put gdje se osjećamo da radimo ono što bi Krishna želio da radimo.
But for a sincere devotee there is another fear, the fear of his own inner demons. Maybe I'm acting out of false ego. I think Krishna Laya was pointing towards that fear.
Ali isto tako možemo da se bojimo naših unutrašnjih demona zato što nismo sigurni da li je to što želimo da slijedimo, da li je ispravno. Mislim da je Krishna Laya je inicirala nešto u tom pravcu.
I personally, in my growing years in Krishna consciousness, was very afraid of this because I found in myself inclinations that clearly belong to the false ego, that would be harmful for my spiritual progress.
Dok sam ja rastao u svjesnosti Krišne, ja sam se isto tako bojao tih stvari zato što sam mogao da vidim u sebi neke želje da radim stvari koje su možda bile mogli da nanesu štetu mojoj svjesnosti Krišne.
So to navigate our path and find our authentic path is not always easy. In this class you will hopefully get some tools that help you to find your own.
Kako navigirati svojim putem i kako slijediti svoj autentični put je izazovno. Ja se nadam da ćete tokom ove lekcije dobiti neke alate koji će vam pomoći da to radite.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Atma Purusho Nirguna Prakite Para Pradyagdama Svayam Jyoti Vishvam Yena Samanvitam. Please, some other Vaishnava, please chant. And Vaishnavi, please.
Anadi Atma Purusho Nirguna Prakriti Para Rajagdama Svayam Jyoti Vishvam Yena
Svevišnji gospodin je vrhovna duša i nema početka. Transcendentalan je prema materijalnim gunama prirode i iznad postojanja ovog materijalnog svijeta. Svuda se može opaziti jer je samoobasjan i svojim samoobasjavajućim sjajem održava cjelokupnu kreaciju. Smisao. Svevišnji gospodin se opisuje kao osoba koja nema početka. On je Puruša, vrhovni duh. Puruša znači osoba. Kada mislimo na neku osobu na temelju našeg sadašnjeg iskustva, ta osoba ima početak. To znači da se rodila i da postoji istorija od početka njenog života. Ali gospodin se ovdje posebno opisuje kao Anadi, bez početka. Ako proučimo sve osobe, primijetit ćemo da svako ima početak. Ali kada priđemo osobi koja nema početka, onda je to vrhovna osoba. Ova definicija je data u Brahma Samhiti, Ishvara Parma Krishna, svevišnja božanska ličnost i Krishna, vrhovni upravitelj, nema početka i početak je svega. Tu definiciju nalazimo u svim vedskim spisima. Gospodin se opisuje kao duša, duh. Koja je definicija duha? Duh se može svuda opaziti. Brahman znači veliki, njegova veličina se svuda opaža. Šta je ta veličina? Svjesnost. Mi imamo lično iskustvo svjesnosti jer se svjesnost širi po cijelom tijelu. U svakom djeliću tijela možemo osjetiti svjesnost. To je individualna svjesnost. Slično tome postoji nadsvijest. Kao primjer možemo uzeti malo svjetlo i sunčevu svjetlost. Sunčeva svjetlost se svuda opaža, čak i u sobi ili na nebu. A malo svjetlo možemo opaziti samo unutar ograničenog dijela prostora. Slično tome, naša svjesnost se opaža unutar granica našeg tijela, ali se nadsvijest ili postojanje Boga opaža svuda. On je svuda prisutan svojom energijom. U Višnu Purani je rečeno da je sve što bilo gdje postoji rasprostiranje energije svevišnjeg gospodina. U Bhagavad Giti je također potvrđeno da je gospodin sve prožimajući i da svuda postoji svojim dvijema energijama, duhovnom i materijalnom. I duhovna i materijalna energija se svuda rasprostiru i to je dokaz postojanja svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Prisustvo svjesnosti u svemu nije privremeno. Bez početka je i pošto nema početka, nema ni kraja. Teorija da se svjesnost razvija na određenom stadiju materijalnog spajanja ovdje nije prihvaćena, jer se za svjesnost koja je prisutna svuda kaže da nema početak. Materialistička ili ateistička teorija koja tvrdi da ne postoji duša, da da nema Boga i da je svjesnost rezultat spajanja materije se ne može prihvatiti. Materija nije bez početka, ima početak. Kao što ovo materijalno tijelo ima svoj početak, kosmičko tijelo također ima početak. I kao što je početak našeg tijela zasnovan na prisustvu duše, početak cjelokupnog ogromnog kosmičkog tijela je zasnovan na prisustvu vrhovne duše. Vedanta sutra kaže Janmadhyasya, čitava materijalna manifestacija, stvaranje, rast, održavanje i uništavanje je emanacija vrhovne osobe. U Bhagavad Giti gospodin također kaže, početak sam, izvor rođenja svega što postoji.
Yeah, yes, I'm the beginning, the source of birth of everything, yes. We will stop here because the purport is very long and it... we were choosing this verse. Krishna, you can take your mobile telephone. We were choosing this verse to explain how the Lord is a self-effulgent personality and how we, as part of the Lord, we are also self-effulgent to some degree.
Ovdje ćemo stati zato što je smisao jako dugačak i odebrali smo ovaj stih kako bismo pokazali ovo da je Krišna samoobasjan i da smo mi kao njegove djeliće smo isto tako samoobasjani u određenim količinima.
When we are thinking of finding our authentic self and our or let us say our authentic path, we have to also find our authentic self.
I kada želimo da pričamo o ovoj temi, mi želimo da kažemo da kada pokušamo da nađemo svoj autentični put, mi moramo da pronađemo i autentičnog sebe.
And people in this world who are in the illusion that they are identical with the body express authenticity on the bodily platform. I will have a green seeker.
Ljudi u ovom svijetu kada su jako identificirani sa svojim tijelom i kada žele da izraze svoju autentičnost, oni to rade na tjelesnom nivou. Recimo, ja želim da imam zelenu siku.
But more developed people would like to find the authenticity more on they are more identified with the mind and they want to have a purpose in life, their own purpose.
Malo razvijeni ljudi, oni žele da tu autentičnost pronađu na mentalnom nivou i oni žele da nađu svoju svrhu.
They are not so interested just in dresses and in hairstyles and these external things which very much have to do with the physical aspect of our being. They are more interested in finding their purpose in life, which is more subtle than that.
I takvi ljudi, oni ne žele da nalaze svoju autentičnost na tom nivou odjeće ili frizure. Oni to žele da rade na malo suptilnijem nivou. Oni žele da nađu svoju svrhu.
And people who are spiritually and minded, and some of them come to a movement like the Krishna Conscious Movement, they would like to know who they are in their spiritual essence as a part of God.
A oni koji su duhovno naklonjeni, neki takve osobe dolaze u naš pokret i one žele da pronađu svoju autentičnost u odnosu sa Bogom i da znaju ko su u tom kontekstu.
I remember when Prabhupada saw when I was so fortunate to have my last darshan with Srila Prabhupada in the year 77. That was the last year he was on the planet. He taught us a very important lesson.
I kada sam bio tako sretan da sam imao darshan, to je bio posljednji darshan sa Srila Prabhupadom, 77. je to posljednja godina kada je bio sa nama, onda mi je dao jednu jako važnu lekciju.
It was clear this was his last chance to address us and our last chance to hear about him, because he had announced earlier that he will depart very soon.
Ovo je bilo jasno da je to posljednja prilika kada ćemo biti sa njim, kada nam se može obratiti i kada mi možemo slušati od njim, od njega, zato što on je najavio da će da ode.
So, four or five of us Sankirtan devotees entered for an exclusive darshan into his presence.
I nas četiri petro Sankirtan Bhakta smo došli na ekskluzivni darshan i ušli smo u njegove odaje.
He was very emaciated.
Bio je jako ispijen.
He sat on a rocking chair.
Sjedio je u stolici za ljuljanje.
And he had sunglasses because the bright sunlight irritated his eye nerves.
I imao je sunčane naočale zato što je sunce iritiralo njegove oči.
When we came in, he addressed us. So, have you understood our philosophy?
I kada smo ušli, on nam je rekao, dakle, da li ste shvatili našu filozofiju?
For most of us modern men, philosophy is something that is not so important. People in the universities, really, there is a small group who studies philosophy. Most of them study economy, business, and such things.
Za većinu nas filozofija nije nešto što je bitno u modernom svijetu. Jako mala grupa ljudi studira filozofiju, većina ih studira ekonomiju, bankarstvo i takve stvari.
But you must know when in the Vedic or in Prabhupada's mind when he says philosophy, it's the most important thing because it's a perspective how you see your world. What are your important values that you follow, etc.
Ali u ovom kontekstu Prabhupada želim naglasiti koliko je filozofija stvari bitna, koje su to vrijednosti koje imaš u životu, na koji način posmatra život.
Sanskrit word is darshan. No, darshan, one way of explaining this word is not just seeing the deities, but seeing the world in a certain perspective.
Darshan to ne znači samo da vi vidite, nego da na koji način vi vidite svijet, koja je vaša perspektiva.
I don't know what you would have said if Prabhupada sits there and asked you, have you understood our philosophy? We all gave the wrong answer.
Ne znam šta ste vi odgovarali da sjedite pri Prabhupadom da vas pita da li ste razumjeli filozofiju. Mi svi smo dali pogrešne odgovore.
And he said, first of all,
i on je rekao, na prvom mjestu,
long pause. You have to understand.
Morate da shvatite.
Again a long pause.
I opet dugačka pauza.
That life is eternal.
Da je život vječan.
We are not the body.
Mi nismo tijelo.
Although everyone tells us.
Iako nam to svi govore.
This means a lot.
To ima puno značenja.
I asked you, what would this mean for you if it's true that you are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna? You're not really what looks back to you when you look in the mirror in the morning.
Vi niste ta osoba koja vas gleda iz ogledala kada se gledate ujutro.
I know two of you who have spent one hour in the before the mirror to look acceptable in their eyes.
Znam dvoje od vas koji su jutro spravili sat vremena ispred ogledala kako bi izgledali na prihvatljiv način za vas sami.
What if your one hour was spent in vain because you spent it with something that you are not?
Šta bi to značilo da ste danas proveli sat vremena sa nečim što vi niste?
Revolution!
To bila revolucija.
New idea!
Potpuno nova ideja.
Hare Krishna. So when you think of the authentic path, it's important you start what is myself so that I can find the path for my true self.
Kada razmišljate o svom autentičnom putu, to je bitno da razmislite o tome koji je moj put koji želim da slijedim.
And your body and your mind is then addressed and you say, how can you help me, body? How can you help me, mind, to reach my real goal?
I onda su tijelo i um su bitne toliko da kažete kako moje tijelo, kako moj um mi mogu pomoći da dostignem svoj cilj.
authentic path, in the way I would like to define it, is to become who you are.
Ja bih želio da definiram taj autentični put na takav način da kažem da je to da postanete onaj koji jeste.
This means to, that you grow gradually into your true self.
To znači da postepeno rastete u svog stvarnog ja.
Perhaps in the way that a seed of a banana, a champak, let us call it a nicely fragrant champak tree, grows into the tree with these amazing flowers.
Možemo dati primjer predivnog čampak mirišljivog drveta, gdje iz malog sjemena izraste to predivno drvo sa mirisnim cvjetovima.
O seed-like devotees.
O bhakte koji ste poput sjemena.
At the moment, you may not see that you are beautiful part of Krishna.
Možda u ovom momentu ne možete da vidite da ste vi prekrasni djelić Krishne.
That you are pure radiant soul.
Da ste vi čista sjajnča duša.
Who is not affected even by death.
Na koju ne može utjecati čak na smrt.
A soul that is not affected by public opinion even.
Duša na koju čak ne može utjecati na javno mišljenje.
O child of eternity, the Rig Veda says.
Rig Veda bi rekla, o djecu vječnosti.
You are not meant to taste anything else than nectar.
Vi niste namijenjeni tome da kušate bilo što drugo osim nektara.
Child, rise, rise.
O djete, ustani, ustani.
And enter the ocean of rasa. Now, that requires a transformation. We are a little, we look towards that direction, but perhaps we are feeling we are not so close.
I to zahtjeva transformaciju. Mi možda gledamo u tom pravcu, ali osjećamo da nismo tako blizu.
Should we then declare the whole world as useless and turn away from our body and mind?
Da to znači da smo mi sada trebali čitav svijet proglasiti beskorisnim i da se totalno udaljimo od svog tijela i uma?
Our Bhaktiananda Tirtha Maharaj had said no. The day before yesterday he reminded us that this world is not to be despised or hatred, but it is to be used for a higher purpose of self-realization.
Podsjetio da ovo tijelo ne trebamo odbaciti ni mrziti, nego ga trebamo iskoristiti za samospoznaje.
How do we call this philosophy to use the world for self-realization? Means also to use our body and mind.
Kako se zove ova filozofija sa kojom želimo da koristimo ovaj svijet što uključuje naše tijelo i um za samospoznaje?
Yukta Vairagya. Yes. And here also, in your Yukta Vairagya, you can find your authentic path. I saw one devotee who feels he wants to fly. What is his good name, Gokrishna? What? Bal Govinda. Yeah, Bal Govinda. We have Bal Govinda. He flies with a dragon. Dragon means a flying machine, you know, flying. It's not a machine. Paragliding. Paraglitsky. He puts himself, he has these wings, and then an airplane comes and pulls him up in the sky. It's made from aluminium, he has aluminium wings.
I think so.
And then he flies for 30 kilometers.
I onda on tako leti po 30 km.
And wins prizes.
And?
Wins prizes. when he lands, he is often number one. He distributes prashadam and Bhagavad Gitas. It's not my style to do this. But I wouldn't publish an internet video how much Amaya he is. Well, if he wants to use this in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada said at times we can use an atom bomb, which is quite controversial, I think. But for Krishna. Now, let us look at an other example. Someone decides my authentic path in Krishna consciousness is to go through the Amazonian jungle and wrestle with panthers. And make an adventure movie.
Turistický film,
and then preach through the turistický film. Is this good? Is this bad? It's so much away from what we hear should be done. I think we would have to say it depends. He, in the beginning, when he uses Yukta Vairagya, he may be very identified with I, me, and mine, that is the ego. And he may be very clouded with material desires.
Na početku, kada on želi da prakticira tu Yukta Vairagyu, on može biti jako identificiran sa svojim egom, da razmišlja u kontekstu ja i moje, da je jako prikriven.
Let us make a quick I, me and mind check.
Hajde da napravimo jednu brzu provjeru tog koncepta ja i moje.
Who do you think?
Šta mi mislite?
Who do you think you are?
Šta vi mislite, ko ste vi?
Well, a German citizen, I like music, I like Krishna a little, this movement, I mean, I'm attracted to Prabhupada. What is me?
Ko sam ja?
The name.
Ime.
The form.
Oblik.
What is mine?
Šta je moje?
Well, what I consider to be my possessions.
Šta je to što smatram da su moj posjedu?
My computer.
Moj kompjuter.
I like Apple computers.
Volim Apple kompjutere.
I have a mobile telephone. It is quite good. It is Samsung.
Imam mobilni telefon, on je dosta dobar, on je Samsung.
I have 4 Krishna conscious apps on it. I have also 20 others, very interesting apps. Would you agree with me that at this moment where the devotee is, he is still a little in the false ego?
Da se možete složiti sa mnom da bako koji ovako razmišlja još uvijek malo na lažnom egu.
The I, me and mine exists on 3 levels.
Ja i moje existiraju na 3 nivoa.
Illusory.
Iluzorno.
Then enlightened, and then a lot in between. Do you follow? A lot is that. This is the major part, you know. So to make advancement in Krishna consciousness means to purify the I, me and mine of material, of separate desires, not material desires. We learned it's not so good to say like this, but separate desires from Krishna. So that at the end of our journey we can say, I am eternal part of Krishna, I know it, it's not a theory. Me is my seva. And mine are my form, which I have at that time in relationship to the Lord. What I want to express is that the finding your authentic path is a journey. You need some patience and some determination and conviction. Ultimately, it means to lose your false self to find your true self. And in this journey you often find yourself in the waiting room. Have you ever been in the waiting room of a doctor? You feel something is not all right, but you have no idea what it could be. You know you need answers to become healthy again, but what that could mean, you have no idea. We are often in such waiting rooms in our Krishna consciousness, where we have no idea what, how my life will look when I'm Krishna conscious. For some, this is a scary place. And they return back to their illusory authenticity. At least I know I'm a German. He is in my passport. What is it? 80 million Germans would agree with me. It's much easier than being in the waiting room where I don't yet know. But spiritual life means you have to be able to live with uncertainty.
Ali duhovni život znači da trebate da živite sa tim osjećajem nesigurnosti.
Not yet being there. And you have to make, as Prabhupada says, the best use of a bad bargain. If you become complacent and you stop your progress and you stay where you are, this is bad faith. To become static means to join the corpses on the graveyard. Now, this is heavy preaching from the 80s, you know. Purification again and again and again is the essence of being alive in the path of Krishna consciousness.
Esencija toga da ostanemo I da budemo živi na putu svjesnosti Krishne je iznova, iznova, iznova da budemo pročišćeni.
If a seed is not given the chance to grow fully into a jasmine flower bearing plant, then this is very sad for the seed.
Ukoliko se sjemenu ne da potpuna prilika I šansa da ono izraste u drvo koje daje predivne mirisne cvjetove, to će biti jako tužno za to sjemenu.
In the same way, if your hairs don't stand on end from ecstasy in Krishna consciousness, that's very sad.
Na isti način, ukoliko se vi ne ježite od ekstaze u svjesnosti Krišne, to je jako tužno.
If your heart does not melt and there are not tears of love flowing from your eyes. This is very sad.
Ukoliko vam se srce ne topi, ako vam ne teku suze ljubavi iz očiju, to je jako tužno.
If you do not render devotional service full of happiness, this is very sad.
Ako ne služite sa srcem punim sreće, to je jako tužno.
This is a paraphrasing of an interesting verse from the 11th chapter. The verse says, if one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? And if the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? If one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service? And without such service to the Lord, how can the consciousness be purified? Would you like to read this provocating verse? So make a note. 11th canto, 14th chapter, verse 23. We repeat 11, 14,
23.
I would like to end with paraphrasing a book that my auntie gave me when I started the path of Krishna consciousness. My auntie was a very rich person in Germany who arranged an exhibition for the Beatles about their arts. Their art.
Moja tetka je bila jako bogata žena koja je uređivala izložbu za Beatles-e o njihovoj umjetnosti.
She was well read because in her youth she had been a stewardess who traveled around the world and wanted to experience the cultures of different countries.
Ona je bila jako načitana zato što je kao mlađa ona je radila kao stewardessa I proputovala je puno zemalja I željela je da nauči o različitim kulturama.
When she heard that I would join the Hare Krishna Hare Krishna movement from my mother, she sent the book Siddhartha to me by Hermann Hesse.
Kada je ona čula od moje mame da ja želim da se pridružim pokretu za svjesnost Krišne, ona je po mojoj majci poslala knjigu Siddhartha od Hermana Hesse.
Siddhartha is a young man who leaves his home in search for his true self.
Siddhartha je mladić koji napušta svoj dom u potrazi za svojim stvarnim ja.
Wanting to find his authentic paths, he joins a group of wandering monks.
I u toj potrazi za svojim autentičnim putem, on se pridružuje jednoj grupi monaha koji su putovali.
From that station, you know, wandering with the monks, he many more changes keep coming.
I od tog stadija gdje je on putovao skupa sa tim monasima se desilo još jako puno stvari I puno promjena.
You know, your authentic self doesn't wait passively and at one stage you stumble over it. No, your authentic self comes when you embark on an active, ongoing process of self-discovery. So on his journey, he goes through a series of metaphorical birth and deaths. And rebirths. When he leaves home, his father is a brahmana. His brahmanhood it's dying, and he becomes a wandering monk. He finds out, no, that's not me. And then he becomes a merchant and falls madly in love with a woman who is practiced in the art of the senses, Kamala, the courtesan.
I on se ludo zaljubio u ženu koja je jako iskusna u umjetnosti čulnog uživanja koja se zove Kamala.
But he finds out that's also not his authentic path. So he becomes the apprentice of the wise ferryman Vasudev. Under the ferryman. Yeah. Traject, you know.
Yeah,
it's not a real big traject, it's just, you know, a small boat. And he learns many things from from Vasudev, most and foremost to be content in himself and not constantly look outside for things that make him feel better.
I on od tog Vasudeva uči puno stvari, da je najvažnije da bude jako jednostavan i zadovoljen u sebi i da ne traži za puno stvari izvana.
But he is so restless.
On je tako nemiran.
He leaves Vasudev. And he tries to find his path, but by now he's so bewildered and confused. He does many foolish things like a blooped devotee. But he finds his way back to the river. And it's beautiful. He stares at the waves of the river. They come flowing, and he understands, well, there are many, many waves, but it's all one river, one water. And as he sits on the river, he hears the multitude of voices, the multitude of opportunities coming together in one single syllable.
I dok on sjedi na toj rijeci i posmatra te mnoge valove, on čuje kako oni svi dolaze i formiraju jedan glas i izgovaraju jedan slog.
We remember His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who sat also in the river, in Ganga, on a rock, and who heard the Om, that sound, shh, shh, and he heard Om at that time. And then further coming out of the Om, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me summarize what I wanted to say by quoting something that Srila Prabhupada said. First of all, understand aham. What you are, then understand sosmyaham. Aham brahmasmi, this means soham. These Vedic words are there to indicate that qualitatively I'm as good as God. He is the spirit soul. I'm also spirit. He has creative power. I also have creative power. We can see in the corner two beautiful pictures painted with the creative power of Draupadi.
So
he has got creative power. I have also got creative power. He has got senses. I have got senses. My dear devotees, in the words of one philosopher, you were born an original. An original created by Krishna. With intelligence, creative power, senses. Why should you die as a copy of someone else? Yes. Original. Not a photocopy. This is a photocopy. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So, do you have any questions regarding what you have heard today? Deyane and Hari Shyam, we will start here.
Mentioning the waiting rooms.
Waiting room, yes.
When we come to the crossroads of our lives, like some new situations, and in front of us might be different ways when we decided. We have decided which way we'll go, and the question is what can help us to find to decide which way is better for us, and how long is it healthy to be in the waiting room?
Yeah.
Realize. Because Maharaja, that upomenuje Čaka ovče kraunice i šta nam može da nam pomože kad dođemo do raskriđa i koje se više putova koje možemo ići i kako da znamo koji je put koji je dobar za nas, a naš autentički i koliko je dugo zdravo biti u ovoj čekavnici.
I want to ask you a question. Do you think God talks or does he not talk?
Ili on ne govori?
he talks, yes. So Prabhupada says there is a process how to talk with God. But materialists, they do not know. They think it's imagination. So the devotee says something which I think many of us would have answered, but Prabhupada, we are so insignificant. Why should God waste his time talking with us? And Srila Prabhupada says, because you are his sons. Although you are insignificant, you are God's sons. So he likes to talk with his sons. Just like a small child. Everyone knows that he cannot talk. Glubble, 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 you know, the little child. Still, father tries to make him talking, to enjoy. So this Mayapur Chandradaya temple. We have two devotees here from Mayapur Chandradaya temple. They will go, yeah, yeah. So this Mayapur Chandradaya temple is teaching all people how to talk with God. That is our mission. Dejane, you need to pray. I know you don't believe in prayer. I know you come from an atheistic country. And it's still in your genes. But you need to pray. You can't do this on your own, this process of Krishna consciousness. When we come to our own borders and we have to admit, I have no idea what should be my future. Our next steps come to us when they are given to us.
Naši sljedeći koraci dolaze tako što nam bivaju dati.
Do you know why I think I have become, you know, I have been so fortunate to join this path of Krishna consciousness?
Ja sam bio tako velike sreće da sam se pridružio putu svjesnosti Krishna. Šta ja mislim zašto se to desilo?
As a child I prayed every day, my dear Lord, somehow make me pious that I can come to you. I remember, lieber Gott, mach mich fromm, dass ich in den Himmel komme. You know, every day. Then I became a teenager. I said, glupost, this is nonsense. I didn't pray any longer. I thought this is all imagination, this is for small children and old ladies, not for a proper boy. And this understanding followed me for a long time, even in Krishna consciousness. But I must say, I have often met obstacles on my path where I simply knew I can't overcome them on my own. And I have taken up the path of my childhood again. I pray now more Krishna conscious prayers, not like this, give me this, give me that.
Sada sam molim više u duhu svjesnosti Krishna, nego kao prije, daj mi ovo ili daj mi ono.
and I have seen, if you sincerely pray and mean what you are praying, there is a reciprocation. First, you might find that the unsuspected help comes into your life. You might find yes, that opportunities show up that were closed before. At that time, don't stop praying. Don't say, God, it's okay now, it's okay now. He gave you these opportunities. You might find that you meet a real friend who understands your multi-layered personality.
Можеш pronaći nekog stvarnog prijatelja koji će moći da razumije tvoju osobnost koja je višeslojna.
And who can help you in ways that even you can accept.
I koji ti može pomoći na neki način koji čak ti sam ćeš prihvatiti.
You might find out that Krishna, in other words, reciprocates with your prayers, perhaps in different way in which you expect it. But your life starts moving at least. I recommend to you to read to read prayers like the one of Queen Kunti, I like very much, or Shuka Muni, Shukadev Goswami, in the second canto, you know, when he speaks his Mangal Acharan, you have to ask learned devotees where to find this. No, the prayers perhaps like Prahlad Maharaj, they are a little long, so you can pray them in four sections.
Želim ti preporučiti da se moliš i da čitaš molitve Bhakta kao što su molitve kraljice Kunti koje mi se jako sviđaju. Nije molitve od Šukadeva Goswamija iz drugog pjevanja Bhagavata, pa možeš pitati neke Bhakte koje pronađeš, ili možda molitve od Prahlad Maharaja.
Or even the Sharanagati prayers.
Ili možda čak Sharanagati molitve.
Then you get an idea what are good prayers, you know. And of course, then you can also pray, my dear Lord, I'm stuck. I'm oscillating between the eternal Bhakta and the eternal atheist. Yes, please help me. This is too painful, this existence. It helps. I'm deeply convinced. And then at one stage, the door of the divine doctor might open. Come in. Sit here, let me diagnose you and prescribe the medicine. But or you might find your guru who will say, this is your disease, this is the medicine. But first you have to purify yourself a little. Otherwise, not even God can speak to you because the ego is so strong. What to speak of any guru? It's all right. A little strong, I know. One needs to now go in the forest and think about the answer. But this is spiritual life, yes. Yeah, I know. Sorry, I can give... but what is the use in giving polite answers? You are the best.
Samo ovo je malo težak odgovor, možda se treba otići malo šumu i razmisliti, ali koja je korist od toga da vam dam neke lijepe odgovore?
There are times when we need a little slap on our back.
Dođu neka vremena kada nam je potrebno da nas neko...
Where we need some nice words. But there are also times when we need to think deeper. Harishyam, you are our next and last questioner.
Guru Maharaj, this topic of material authenticity is so relevant because so many devotees in my generation are wondering, yes, we know we're spirit souls, but what about in this world? What am I? What do I do? What is my purpose?
Ova tema je jako relevantna, pogotovo za generaciju, bakte moje generacije, gdje razmišljam, ok, znam da sam duhovna duša, ali šta je sa mnom ovom svijetu, koja je moja svrha?
And I wonder sometimes, although the need to discover your material self is so pressing,
i otkrio sam da iako je ta potreba da otkrijem samog sebe u ovom svijetu je tako goruća,
could it also become a distraction in the sense of if we identify too much with who we are materially because it's really agitating, it might take us away from like the conclusion that Siddhartha came to, that anyways, many waves, one river.
Da nam to može postati isto tako i neka vrsta distrakcije, da se toliko identificiramo sa ovim svijetom i da možda nas skloni od tog zaključka do kojeg je došao Siddhartha koji je sjedio na rijeci i shvatio da su svi su tu je puno tih valova, ali oni su sve jedna rijeka.
So in that sense, whether we're teachers or artists or musicians, we all come to that same conclusion, we're spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna, regardless of the variety.
Bez obzira na te raznolikosti, što god radimo u svijetu,
yes.
Mi bi dolazimo do tog zaključka da smo duhovna duša.
I think your question is clear, so in the interest of time. First of all, to set us correct, Hermann Hesse comes only to a Brahman understanding of reality and of identity.
Samo da budemo jako jasni, Hermann Hesse samo dolazi do tog nivoa razumijevanja Brahmana.
But still it is useful because yes, we are eternal.
Da je to korisno, da mi smo vječni.
But our specific twist, and I thank you so much for this answer, is I do think you need to find your authentic path the way you are now, with the body and the mind. It's simply for the reason because the experiences which you make at the present moment are mainly physical and mental experiences.
I razlog tome je što iskustva koja imate sada sa ovim tijelom i umom su trenutno se događaju.
They are not related to your spiritual identity.
I oni nisu u relaciji sa svojim
in relationship to Krishna, no? So you need to do something with that field of experience in which you work most of the time.
I moraš nešto učiniti sa tim poljem iskustva sa kojim se baviš cijelo vrijeme.
But you need to do this from the perspective of your true, permanent, unchanging self. Therefore, the philosophy of Yukta Vairagya, how to use this and this in the service of Krishna, is so absolutely important.
Zbog toga ta filozofija Yukta Vairagya, kako koristiti ovo tijelo i um, je jednostavno jako bitna.
And realistic. And effective and practical. No? So, yes, how will you use this, but not like a material person, you will use your life in the service of Krishna.
Trebaš da shvatiš kako ćeš ovo iskoristiti na najbolji način, ali ne kao materijalista, nego kao osoba svjesna Krišne.
Let me give you an example, Harishyam.
Dopustite mi da dam jedan primjer.
I have said it before, I have admitted it. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was a Rolling Stones fan. Let me say it in the language of before. Man, I dug the Stones. So I came to Krishna consciousness. No more Stones. But I had this interest in loud music, colorful demonstration of individuality, and finally, and I asked senior devotees, and they said, well, why not engage it in Krishna's service? You become the front man of the Gauranga Bhajan band. You should not sing because you sing not, your singing is not up to the standard. But you can dance and do whatever you need to do. Wow! I got a few barrels full of flowers, perfumed water. I got spray doses where you run and the air becomes full of spray. I got stroboscopes, that was in the old times, you know, those flickering lights. And a rope to swing into the audience and throw flowers. And I got a red dhoti and a red shirt. Was all authorized by my temple president. And I made a show on the stage. And then finally I got what I needed. A title given by the newspapers. The Mick Jagger of the role of the Gauranga of the Hare Krishna movement. And it was all authorized by my temple president. And then I could say, okay, I'm not happier with an, I'm happy at the moment. My false ego is very much getting what it wants, but it's not a permanent happiness. And if I'm very honest with myself, I'm such a beginner in Krishna consciousness. And I could detach myself. I was finished with this chapter of my life. Now I'm happy to sit somewhere where no one sees me and do japa. I still have a few things I need to engage in Yukta Vairagya spirit to purify them, but not the heavy ones are hopefully, you know, no need any longer. So yes, Yukta Vairagya, you engage yourself as you are now. You make sure you do this for a worthy Krishna service for Krishna. And you are purified if you do it sincerely. My dear devotees, I should end here. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And in my next morning class, I know there is another morning class. I will give you a few hints how you can find your Svadharma.
Moji dragi baktovi bih želio završiti, a na sljedećoj jutarnjoj lekciji ću vam dati nekoliko naputaka kako da pronađete svoju svadharmu.
This was only the beginning of finding your authentic path and not dying as a copy, but as the person you are.
Ovo sam vam bio početak koji priča o pronalaženju autentičnog puta, da ne umrete kao kopija, nego da pronađete svoj put.
Yesterday, Gaur Krishna asked Sriji, little boy, what do you want to become when you are older?
Jučer je Gaur Krishna pitao malog dečka Sriji, što želiš da postaneš kada budeš veliki?
And he thought most probably he will say professor of mushroom science. He is Serbia's best young mushroom Noah expert. This is this. But when he was asked, what do you want to become? Listen to his answer. He said, myself. That's the wisdom of a child, no? Good, so Hare Krishna, have a wonderful day.
Hare Krishna, have a great time.